Matthew chapter 6. We'll read verses 30 through 34 together, and we'll read this passage responsively. Matthew chapter 6, verses 30 through 34. Matthew chapter 6, verses 30 through 34. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God, and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And let's finish on verse 34 together. Ready? Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. And let's pray. Father, thank you. Thank you for the presence of the Holy Spirit. Thank you that it was quite obvious when we came in that your presence was here. Father, we're a needy people. We're a sinful people. We're in desperate need of you teaching us something through our preacher today. Father, please, may we listen attentively. May we listen with our heart as well as with our minds, please, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated.
I'm going to read to you again from Matthew chapter 6. Starting with verse 30, the Bible says this, Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Here, God tells us that if he can take care of nature, caring for the field and the grass, he can take care of us. In verse 31, it says, Therefore, take no thought, saying, What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all, these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. And then the famous Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, it says, But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Verse 34 says, Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. God tells us that he can take care of us. God said, I want you to take care of today. And God said, I will help you take care of today, but don't spend all your time worrying about tomorrow. He even said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. God is saying to us, you and I together will take care of today, and then God says, you let me take care of tomorrow. You don't have to give thought for tomorrow. And God's not talking about that there shouldn't be times of planning ahead. God is saying to us, you better live for me today, and don't you get all caught up in tomorrow's worries. You take care of today. I will strengthen you today. I will help you today. And let's let tomorrow take care of itself. James chapter 4, verse 14 says, Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. You know, the way to have a great life is to have great years of life. The way to have great years of life is to have great months within those years. The way to have great months of life is to have great weeks within those months that are within those years that are a part of that life. Well, the best way to have a great week of life is to have great days of life. God is saying, I want you to have a great life, But the way to get that is to have a great year. But the way to get a great year is to have great months. The way to have great months is to have great weeks. The way to have great weeks of life is to have great days. And he said, now that you can do. You can have a great day. You can have a good day. God's saying, make every day count. Make every day count. Take care of today. Don't spend all your time fretting about tomorrow, and next week, and next month, and next year. Take care of today. Concentrate on today. Make today all that it can be. Squeeze today for everything that it's worth. We say the old saying, Rome was not built in a day, and a great Christian life or great Christian lives are not built in a day either. It just takes time. It's day in and day out, one day at a time. My wife has a recipe for sourdough bread. She has this thing. It's called a starter, and then it's anything like the starter that's underneath your pickup truck. She's got this starter, and it's she puts all the ingredients in together, and this particular sourdough recipe, and I guess there are many different kinds of recipes for sourdough bread, but this one, it's got this 10-day processing time. So if she says she's going to make sourdough bread, you got to wait 10 days to get to that bread. Now, to me, that's dumb. If we're going to have bread, let's have it now. 10 days. Goodness. A guy could die. Can you imagine? I'm glad it doesn't cook for 10 days. That would kill you. Because smelling bread cook, now that, when we get to heaven, there's no doubt in my mind, when we get to heaven, there'll be the smell of bread cooking. Because that's got to make it heaven. I mean, to smell bread cooking is fantastic. But it takes 10 days for this starter to go through its process. Now, I was asking her some about it, and she mixes it up on the first day, and then she told me in the recipe, you stir it one day, and then you let it set another day, and then you shake it another day, and I don't get all this. It sure doesn't make sense to me, but every day has a purpose in the recipe or in that sourdough starter. Now, I don't necessarily like waiting on the first day. And I don't like waiting on the second day. And I don't really care what she does to that starter on the third day. And I don't like the fourth day. And I get impatient on the fifth day. And on the sixth day, I'm thinking, this is stupid. Let's just go buy some bread. And on the seventh day, I'm wondering, where's the bread? Bring out the bread. Cook the bread. Let's eat the bread. That's what bread's for. On the eighth day, I have to wait. On the ninth day, we make it all the way through the tenth day. But let me tell you something. When we make it through the daily waiting process and we get to the end result, I'm always there and happy on the day the bread's cooking. Because now I get to enjoy the bread. Now life is a lot that way. There, God said, I'm going to give you a day. It's going to be a 24-hour period. Now you go live through that day and do what you're supposed to do with that day and get all you can out of that day and you do right on that day. And he said, if you will live every day the way you're supposed to live, someday you'll look back and say, what a wonderful process. I've had a great life. But you have to live them one day at a time. And so, you know, if you don't have any choice about this. Some of you are living some awful miserable days today worrying about tomorrow. And that's doing you no good. You need to live today, today. Get the most out of this one 24-hour period. Recently, our first grandbaby, Alexandra, was born. When she was born, they took her immediately to intensive care, and they put IVs in her arm and put her on oxygen and put her just all sorts of things that they did, put monitors all over her chest. Well, they had her on oxygen, and the doctors met with my son and daughter, Josh and Corey, and said she's probably going to be here for 7 to 10 days, and they said, we've got her on this oxygen. They said, we've got to watch her oxygen intake daily. And they came back to them and said, what we're going to do is we're letting that oxygen mask aid her breathing. They started out giving her 100% oxygen. And then they said to them, we are going to back off of the oxygen a little at a time. One day it was 100%. Then the next day they backed it off and it was 90% oxygen that they were providing and she was breathing on her own 10%. Then they said, we're going to back off again. And the next day they backed off just a little more. And now it was 80% the oxygen that they provided. And 20% she was breathing and handling it on her own. And they backed off to 70% and then 60% and 50% and right on down the line. Until finally they took that little bundle of baby and brought it home. And she's breathing on her own. And folks, I got to tell you something. That's much what the Christian life is like. We've got to realize it's a daily thing. If you have problems, most of your problems won't be fixed today. There are very few problems that are fixed in a day. Oh, now, we could fix one great big problem you might have in one day in a flash. If you're here today and you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, we can take care of that in a moment. You can get born again today. But let me tell you, most of life's problems and the complications of life are not all solvable today. If you came to this church and you said, boy, Brother Owens, we heard about the church and what God's doing and we wanted to come out and we've got big problems in our life and we came today hoping that God would send a miracle from heaven and solve all of our problems. Now, I'm going to tell you something. There are times when God steps up and miraculously solves problems in our lives, but most of the time, our problems go through a daily process, and we must one day at a time work on solving our problems. And we don't have to do that by ourselves. God will help us all the way. But let me encourage you, a very simple sermon this morning, a very practical sermon this morning. You're just going to have to do most things that you do one day at a time. For instance, number one, carry your burdens one day at a time. Psalm 59:16 says, but I will sing of thy power. Yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning. For thou hast been my defense and my refuge in the day of my trouble. Now, folks, we all have burdens and we all have heartaches. And for some of you young people, say, Brother Owens, I don't even know what you mean when you talk about burdens or heartaches. Well, young people, let me promise you something. You will understand it someday soon. The day will come when you'll have your burden and you'll have your heartache. And really and honestly, the older you get, the more the potential of having burdens and heartaches because the number of relationships in life increase. And there are people sitting here today and you say, Brother Owens, I have burden after burden. I have heartache after heartache. Well, let me give you some real simple advice. You're going to have to carry your burdens one day at a time. Just one day at a time. We live our lives one day at a time, therefore we must carry our burdens one day at a time. You say, Brother Owens, how can I live the rest of my life without him? You see, there are people here who have lost husbands. There are people here who have lost wives. There are people here who have lost children. You say, oh, Brother Owens, how can I take it? How can I live the rest of my life without my dear beloved husband? I'll tell you how. One day at a time. Ma'am, if you say, Brother Owens, I may live 20 more years and I won't have him for 20 years. You keep looking at it that way. It'll get you down and depress you. You know what you need to do? You need to live today. You need to face that emptiness today. Don't try to face the loneliness of the next 20 years all today. Take care of today. Hey, God will take care of tomorrow. God is in tomorrow waiting to help you through tomorrow. Today, you need to carry today's burden. Posted on my office door is a picture of Brother Ray Montgomery. Been a year ago now, Ray went to be with the Lord. Mrs. Montgomery, you'll carry the load one day at a time. That's all. That's all you can do. You're not going to be able to face all the pressures of tomorrow today. You've got your hands full with today's pressures and today's burdens and today's heartaches. One day at a time. God will give you strength to face anything you must face, but you just face it one day at a time. Hey, some of you need to stop trying to carry tomorrow's burden today. God gives you the strength that you need to carry today's burden today. Don't try to carry tomorrow's burden today. And I'll tell you why some of you feel like you've come up short with spiritual energy and strength. It's because instead of carrying today's burden with today's strength that God provided, you're trying to carry today's and tomorrow's and the next day's, but you're trying to carry it all today. God has not given you the strength to carry next week's burdens today. He's given you the strength to carry today's burdens today. And you say, "But I don't think I can take it. I'm going to crack up." You wouldn't crack up if you'd stop worrying about next. Sweet today. Take care of today. Today. One day at a time. That's all. You'll make it one day at a time. You say, "Brother Owens, how will I raise my children alone? My husband has forsaken me. Our marriage didn't turn out the way that I thought it would. How can I do this? How can I take care of them in the days and the weeks and the months and the years ahead?" I'll tell you how you do it. You just take care of today. Today. You raise them today. Don't you worry about tomorrow. The Lord said, "Don't you worry about tomorrow. It'll take care of itself." You and God together give your best today. That's how you'll rear those kids on your own. "Oh, Brother Owens, how will I face this illness? Oh, what's on the horizon?" I don't know what's on the horizon. Nor do you know what is on the horizon. You don't know what that illness will bring. Say, "Well, what am I going to do?" You live today. You take care of today, one day at a time. Mrs. Zito, one day at a time you face that cancer. One day at a time. You say, "What's on the horizon?" I don't know. Nor do you. And God said, because you don't know what's on the horizon, God said, "I'll make you a promise. I will be on the horizon. I will be there tomorrow to help you. But today, we will handle today." So your child has broken your heart. You say, "But the one, how am I going to face this? What does the future hold? What will he do next? What will she do next? What trouble will they be in next?" I don't know. I don't know, and I'm sorry. I can't tell you what is on the horizon. I can just tell you this. Live for God today. Keep going today. Use the strength of today to face today. And don't worry about tomorrow. You have to bear your burdens and carry your heartaches one day at a time. Say, "Brother Owens, I've been deeply hurt. I don't know if I can make it." I can promise you this. You can make it through today. See, there's some. You were hurt earlier this week. And you thought, "Oh, I'm so overwhelmed. The pain, the injury, the depth of the hurt." And on Monday you said, "I don't know if I can make it." But you did. And on Tuesday you said, "I don't know if I can make it." But you did. And on Wednesday you said, "Oh, I don't know if I can carry it." But you did. And how did you do it? One day at a time. Don't try to take all of life on in one day. Take today on today. The burden of messing up your own life and testimony. You know, there are times when we do dumb things. We do things we should not do. We knowingly step out and sin and mess up our testimony and mess up our Christianity. You say, "Oh, Brother Owens, I am so embarrassed of myself. I'm so disappointed in myself. I let myself down. How can I face this?" I'll tell you how you face it. One day at a time. You say, "Brother Owens, I am so embarrassed to even show up at the church because people know how I behave. How can I face this?" You're here today. You did what God wanted you to do. You came today. Now don't worry about next week right now. Don't worry about the future right now. You did right today. And you will rebuild your life one day at a time. You'll rebuild your testimony one day at a time. You can't rebuild it all overnight. You didn't mess it up overnight. Just one day at a time. Carry your burdens. Carry your heartaches. One day at a time.
Number two,
fix your bad debt one day at a time. Most created your debt problem one day at a time. So you will have to dig yourself out one day at a time. So many people say, we have been in a financial mess for 15 years. We want to fix it this month. Good luck, bud. And then you're going to be discouraged because you couldn't get it all fixed up in 30 days. One day at a time. Most here, $1 at a time made the mess that you have. Oh, I realize there are some you unwisely spent thousands. But most of us do not have the availability to go get thousands in one day to fix it. So what do I have to do? I'm going to tell you what you do. One day at a time, $1 at a time, you dig yourself out. You dig yourself out of the hole one day at a time, just like you dug yourself into that hole. You're not going to get out of the mess in a day that it's caught. You've taken years and years to put yourself in. You say, well, what am I going to do? You learn to make daily, small, good decisions financially. And you'll get out of some of your long-term debt. It's time for some of you to go back to looking at where you buy your gasoline to see if that's the cheapest place again. God knows there ain't no cheap place to buy gasoline. There are some of you, you used to shop and pick the can of green beans that was a little less expensive. Now you got yourself in so deep, you're not willing, a little at a time, to dig yourself out. You got yourself in a little at a time. You'll need to dig yourself out a little at a time. One day at a time. Go to work every day. For those I went out of debt, go to work every day. And earn your paycheck for that day. And those days add to weeks and weeks to months and months to years. And you'll pay off your debt. You didn't realize you were dealing with an Einstein in the pulpit today, did you? Oh, but we want miracles. The miracle might be that God's expecting you to live every day the right way, and days added to days make weeks and weeks to months and months to years and years to decades and decades to life. And that's the way life is. Fix your debt. One day at a time. You say, Brother Owens, I've got to have $300 in 30 days and I don't think I can come up with it. What you need to come up with is $10 a day. Don't tell me, there's not anybody in here that can't come up with $10 a day. But what we do is we look at the end and we say, it's too big. What's way out there in the future? It's too big for me. And I can't handle it. We get discouraged and we throw in the towel. Don't do that. You live today. And you give your best today. And you save pennies and nickels and dollars today. And you do all you can. And God said, once you've done all you can, that's when I step in. I'll be there in the tomorrow, but I need you to get with it today. Today. I was talking with a family and young man said, and we counseled and talked and I've helped them and really made some poor decisions with their finances and launched themselves into very, very deep debt with houses and cars. And I'm for people having nice houses and cars, but folks, hey, you just got to understand something. Just because the bank will lend you the money doesn't mean you ought to borrow it. We live in a credit-crazed society as if there is no tomorrow, and so you know that you're going to have to make those payments sooner or later. And so they had made some poor decisions, but they were facing them. But they were a little frantic. How can we get this cared for? We would like a quick fix now that we've noticed our problem. And I was so proud of them when suddenly they came up with a daily plan to stabilize their emotions, to stabilize their home, they just decided, we will daily work on that debt, and we're going to work on it, and peck at it, and peck at it, and peck at it, and peck at it. We will dig ourselves out. And they will. And they will. Listen, one day at a time, the Lord said, you just take care of today, and I'll meet you at tomorrow, and I'll go ahead of you, and I'll work up what needs to be worked up tomorrow, but you take care of today. There are too many of you. You're trying to carry tomorrow's burdens today. You just take care of today. There are too many of us. We're all worried about tomorrow. Hey, listen to me now. You take care of making good financial decisions today. And then when tomorrow gets here, you make good financial decisions tomorrow. And then when Tuesday gets here, you make good financial decisions on Tuesday. And before long, you're going to see solution to your financial problem. That's all there is to it. Number three, you're going to have to rear your kids one day at a time. You ladies that have had babies, your children grew within your body one day at a time. There is a process that a baby goes through. It's about 270 days of growth. I got to looking at it a bit. You know, the doctor, isn't it amazing? A woman will go to the doctor and the doctor will say, your due date is. And they don't say 2006. They give you a day, don't they? They say, your due date is blank. And they actually insert a date. A day. Why? Now, they may speculate just a little bit there, but there's 270 days approximately that they're working with. That baby grew within you for 270 days. And every day, that baby matured a little more. In about 30 days, that baby is about the size of a grain of rice. After 60 days of growth, it's about an inch and a quarter long. And it has little arms and little legs and a beating heart. After 90 days, it's 3 inches long. And it weighs about a half an ounce. You've come a long way, baby. After 120 days, the baby's about 4 inches long and has little fingers and little toes. After 180 days, it's 8 inches long. It has hair, eyebrows, and eyelashes. Let's see. That's after 150 days. After 180 days, it's 13 inches long. It has fingers. Oh, you can see its fingerprints and its toe prints. After 210 days, it can actually suck its thumb, cry, and taste bitter taste and sweet taste. After 240 days, it's about 18 inches long. It can weigh 5 pounds. Its lungs are not fully or properly developed. After 270 days, the average baby is about 20 inches long, 7.5 pounds, and we're ready to hatch that kitten. But doctors can watch the daily growth of a child. One of the hardest things about rearing children, you don't do it weeks at a time. You do it days at a time. Day in, day out, you rear your children on Monday. You rear your children on Tuesday. You rear your children on Wednesday. You rear your children on Thursday. You rear your children on Friday. You rear your children on Saturday. You rear your children on Sunday. And then you start again. You do it 365 days a year for 18 years. And if you'll do it that way, you got a pretty good chance of seeing something wonderful happen in that child's life. They'll grow up. They'll have that desire to be in the will of God. You rear them the same way that God grew them within the body of a mama. You say, oh, Brother Owens, how will we make it through this school year? My child's got such a rotten attitude. Let me tell you how you'll make it through this school year, parent. One day at a time. We're going to have to take Monday and make Monday as good of a day as we can and do all we can with Monday and train and teach and discipline and love on Monday and fill Monday with everything that Monday can be filled with to make that child turn out right. We'll lay our head on our pillow Monday night. God will rejuvenate our strength through the night. We'll wake up the next morning and God said, we've got Tuesday. Don't worry about Monday, it's past. Don't worry about Wednesday, it's future. We're going to rear this child on Tuesday with everything we're worth. Now, some of you say, well, whew, sounds like work. It is work to rear children properly.
Right.
One day at a time. You say, Brother Owens, I have a teenager. You get drunk one day at a time to deal with this era of your life. One day at a time. You say, Brother Owens, I'm about ready to pull my hair out. Boy, when my kids were in grade school, they were so sweet and we were having so much fun coloring pictures. Now they want to borrow the car keys. I can't take it. You can take it one day at a time. Brother Owens, she's 13 and thinks she's 33. How am I going to make it through the next 6 years? You don't have to make it through the next 6 years. You make it through today. Every person in here that's reared children through the teenage years and their kids are now adults would tell you, baby, you better take it one day at a time or you'll blow your head off. Raising teenagers, you believe it, one day at a time. Because there'll be one thing on Monday and they go through a transformation. They could be totally a different kind of species on Tuesday. There's no telling. One day at a time. Brother Owens, I've got so much to teach them. I've got to teach them how to handle their finances before they get out of my home. I've got to teach them to be clean. I've got to teach them the work ethic. I've got to teach my boy to be a dad, and I've got to teach my boy to be a husband. I've got to teach my daughter to be a wife. I've got to teach my daughter to be a mother. I've got to teach them the Bible. I've got to teach them to carry their burden. How am I going to do all that? Oh, the responsibility is so massive in rearing children. How can I do it? One day at a time. One day. Use each day. Hey, and don't expect them to rear themselves.
Right.
Mom and Dad, it's your responsibility. You say, Brother Owens, how am I going to help fix my children's character flaws? One day at a time. You say, Brother Owens, how am I going to get them to clean their room? One truckload of trash at a time. But Owens, my child is doing poorly in school. How are we going to fix it? One day at a time. Now, Mom and Dad, I'm going to tell you something. If your child is weak in certain areas of their schooling, you say, my child's not reading well, Brother Owens. What am I going to do? I'm going to tell you something. You're not going to fix it in one setting. You're not going to sit there and be mean to them and drive it at them and yell at them and scream at them to fix that. You're going to have to take one day at a time and you're going to have to figure out where they're at and help them. That's just all there is to it. One day at a time. And every day at school is a big day. And every day is important. And every day we're to give our best. You that are overwhelmed by the responsibility of child rearing, I am proud of you that it is big to you. But the way you'll deal with its bigness is one day at a time. It's too bad some of you aren't overwhelmed with it. It's what yours run wild and hope they're going to turn out right. You ought to be intimidated. There ought to be something about this thing of rearing children that scares you to death. There ought to be such a reverence for the life of that child that you say, oh my, what a responsibility. I want to make every move right. I want to be everywhere I'm supposed to be, when I'm supposed to be there, doing what I'm supposed to do, instead of just hoping they turn out right. There's more to it than that. How do you do it, Brother Owens? One day at a time. So some of you, you need to improve your marriage. Marriage is one of the greatest relationships that life avails us. But you grow one day at a time in your marriage. I was thinking, and you'll grow all the way to the day of your death. You'll grow, and you'll get closer to each other, and you'll learn each other, and you'll learn to be good with each other, and patience with one another. There's somebody that come to this church and say, boy, we've heard about your preaching and teaching on the family, and we see your kids and your teenagers, and we say, we like that. We admire that. That's incredible to us. And Brother Owens, we came, and we're here today. Fix our marriage, all right? Today's the first day of fixing it. And you come back next Sunday, and we'll give it another day, and we'll give it another shot. And then another. And then another. But marriages become successful one day at a time. I was thinking this last Sunday, a week ago today, I believe, Brother and Mrs. English celebrated their 60th wedding anniversary. If you add those 60 years plus 7 days, Mrs. English, you have been married to him 21,907 days. Don't cry. I'm trying to encourage you. Say, Brother Owens, you listen. You'll listen if I can find a microphone. Brother Owens, I want a good marriage. How do I get it? You don't get it by being married 60 years. You get it by being married one day at a time. How did they make it? How did they make it 21,907 days? On Monday, she decided to be a good wife. On Monday, he decided to be a good man. And they made it through one day. Then they went to the next, and the next, and the next. And one day at a time, 365 days a year, 60 years in a row, one day at a time. He said, Brother Owens, I don't think I can live with this man the rest of my life. You need to live with him today and keep your marriage together today and fix your problems today, and God will help you tomorrow. Stop trying to fix tomorrow's problems today. You could have a good marriage. Mrs. Owens, 9,219 days we have been married. 9,219 days. Oh, that's a drop in a bucket compared to the English's. I don't want to wait 10 days for sourdough bread. I'll tell you something. We've grown, and we grow, and we learn each other every day. Every day. Every day. Every day. Work on it every day. And work on it every day. And work on it every day. One day at a time. That's how you have the right kind of marriage. Daily. Working on being a better husband. Husband, you be the best husband you can be today. Wife, you be the best wife you can be today. We have to improve one day at a time. We wrongly expect our mate to be Superman or Superwoman immediately. No, one day at a time. Everybody's got to grow. Everybody has to grow. I don't think I can live with her for the rest of my life. You don't have to live with her the rest of your life. Just today. Make it through today. There are marriages in this building who could testify to you, and they could say, and I'm talking about marriages that have been together 40, 50, maybe 60 years, and they could say to you, Brother Owens, back many years ago, there was a day when I wondered if I was going to make it. But I decided we'd make it through today and get up and see what tomorrow holds. It's funny how in the night God began to heal. Had they given up that day, they would have given up something that God never intended for them to give up. One day at a time. That's how you have a good marriage. How do you rear good kids? One day at a time. How do you fix a financial mess? One day at a time. How in the world, Brother Owens, can I bear? How can I bear the burden? How can I carry the load? One day at a time. One day at a time. Hey, how do you heal your hurts? Psalm 147 verse 3 says, He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. Brother Owens, I've been cheated! You face that one day at a time. Just make it through today. Let tomorrow take care of tomorrow. Brother Owens, I've been hurt. I've been lied to. You face it one day at a time. I've been betrayed one day at a time. How will I make it one day at a time? But Brother Owens, the betrayal, it hurts deep. You face the depth of the hurt today, and you can make it through today, and tomorrow is a new day, and tomorrow the grace of God will be sufficient, and tomorrow God will meet you, and He'll help you with that betrayal, but He wants you to make it through today. Brother Owens, I've been forsaken. How will I deal with this loneliness the rest of my life? Don't try to deal with it the rest of your life. Deal with it today. Make it through today. For those, I've been embarrassed. I don't know how long I can live with the embarrassment that I feel. All you have to do is make it through today. Today. Tomorrow will take care of itself. But always, I was bypassed. I think I was bypassed with an opportunity that should have been mine and it wasn't mine, and they bypassed me. How am I going to deal with this in weeks to come? Don't try to deal with it in weeks to come. Don't try to deal with it next. But don't try to deal with the pain of next week today. You have to make it through today, just one day at a time. But always, I've been misunderstood as a result of it. I hurt, and how am I going to handle the future misunderstandings? One day at a time. God gives you all the strength you need for today's hurts today. Today. You can handle today's hurts today. Stop reaching into tomorrow. Stop reaching into yesterday. Take all the energy that God has given you for Sunday and use it all today, on today, and I will guarantee you, you'll make it through everything that you face today. Then tomorrow, you get up and you do the same thing again. Today. Today. One day at a time. Carry your burdens one day at a time. Fix your debt one day at a time. Improve your marriage one day at a time. Heal your hurts one day at a time. Become a good Christian one day at a time. Hey, get this. Don't try to be a lifelong prayer warrior. Pray today. Pray today. Do you want to know how you will be a lifelong prayer warrior? One day at a time. You can't take care of tomorrow's prayers today. You can't take care of yesterday's prayers today. You better just pray today. Today. Don't try to be a lifelong soul winner. Be a soul winner today. Tell others about Jesus today. Don't try to be a lifelong Bible reader. Read your Bible today. Read your Bible today. Tell others about Christ today. Pray today. That is the only assurance that you have that you'll be on track tomorrow. The best way to be right with God tomorrow is to be right with God today. And those of you that say, but on one day I won't be right with God, start coming to church like I'm supposed to. No, you're not. There has to be a today. Now you make today right with God and tomorrow will take care of itself. But your delay is no plan at all. There's got to be a today in your life. Today, get right with God. Today, read your Bible. Today, you do what you're supposed to do today and you will be a good Christian. I'm getting around serving God someday. No, today. Someday does not exist. You only have today. Hey, don't try to change all of your life shortcomings in one day. You change what you know you're supposed to change today. Oh, Brother Holmes, I know there's so much that I must change. There's so much I don't even know everything I'm supposed to change. Then don't worry about what you don't know. Change what you're supposed to change today. You new Christians say, oh, I'm so overwhelmed with the changes that need to take place in my life for me to be a good Christian. All you need to do is take care of today. Do what you can today. Tomorrow will be another day. Everybody here has lost or forsaken the sins in their lives one day at a time. Every one of us. We work at it one day at a time. It's like losing weight. You almost want to do in your Christian life what they do. They call it, you know, the crash diet. Best crash diet I've ever seen is having a baby. I mean, you can lose 40 pounds just like that. Well, I don't know about y'all, but I'm not going to try that. Everybody wants to fix it fast. May I say to you, you didn't get where you're at fast. An ounce at a time. A Twinkie at a time. A donut at a time. Uh-huh. Piece of apple pie at a time with whipped cream. And ice cream. All the mode. Peach cobbler, a bite at a time. Ah. Fried chicken, mashed potatoes and chicken gravy. Now, that's good. Breaded okra, fried. I like that. We didn't get where we're at in one day. That very same process, if we did the, if we showed the scale of that I taught earlier on the growth of a baby in a mother's womb, and then we did the growth of you outside your mother's womb, your inches and pounds have come one day at a time. And listen to me, some of you, hey, just let me help you. Somebody's saying, Brother Owens, I do want to lose a little weight. It'd be good for me. It'd make me healthier. All right? Let me tell you what you do. One day at a time, you fix that. I seen on TV. I seen this woman, and did she look good? She held out her skirt, and it was about 20 inches bigger than she was, and she said she did it in 2 weeks. Liar, liar, pants on fire, or skirt on fire, it's a woman. And she is the only one that did it in 2 weeks. That's why she's advertising. They look long and hard to find her. And she won't be on the same commercial 1 year from now. Because the crash went down and the crash went back up. You ask any doctor, they'll tell you, little at a time. You'll take it off a little at a time. You work at it a little at a time. Just like you put it on. One mouthful at a time. If you'll back off one mouthful at a time, it'll make a difference. And in our Christian life, folks, I love the Maniac of Gadara experience. Running naked in the tombs, wild man one day, and the next day, clothed and in his right mind, testifying of Jesus Christ. I love that experience. Most of us just got to grow one day at a time. One day at a time. Hey, you want to build your business? Build it one day at a time. Organize today's paperwork today. Pick up today's new client today. Improve your product a little today. You know, if you improve the product one day at a time, you'd have 365 improvements in 1 year. Train your employees a little bit today. Solve the problems of today. Today. Get all you can out of today. Satisfy today's customer today. You'll build a great business. You'll build a good business. Building a ministry. You know something? You can ask the people that are around me much. Do you know what the most important day to Brother Owens is? Today. It's the most important church service in the world, right now, this one. This is so important today. I only have today. Somebody in here, I'll never preach to you again. And I don't want it that way. I want you to come back. I got one shot at you. I'm going to give it everything I've got today. Today. This is the most important sermon in the world. I'm not worried about next week's sermon. I'm not worried about next year's sermon. I'm worried about today. I've got to have a good church service today. The music's got to be good today. The preaching has to be good today. The buildings have to be clean today. Hey, it's got to be done right today, 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 today. That's what makes for a great church. What's the most important Sunday of the year, Brother Owens? Today. Today. We're about to have what we call the East Coast Ladies Conference. What's the most important conference? This year's conference. It's like, is it the only one? It may be the only one we have this year to have. You grow. Hey, you have a ministry you're trying to grow around the church? You grow it one day at a time. I was thinking of Aaron and Tammy Baxter. They're new members of our church. And I told them, I said, folks, I'm going to make you greeters out here at this door, and it'll help you to get to know the people. I'll tell you something. When you're brand new in the church and then you're a greeter, I'm sure Aaron and Tammy are looking at every face that comes in that door. Some of you have been here 50, 60, 70 years. But the English have been here since Noah came over on the ark. I don't know how many days that is, but I can figure it up for you. But all those faces coming in, Aaron and Tammy, brand new in the church, they could get a little discouraged. But let me tell you something, Aaron and Tammy. You just take it one Sunday at a time. You'll learn everybody. You'll learn their names. One day at a time, today, teach. Hey, Sunday school teacher, teach today's lesson with everything you have. Hey, reach someone today. Have the best Sunday school class you ever had today. You say, Brother Orange, I'm a bus captain. I like to have a great bus route. Make every Saturday the biggest Saturday of the year. It's the most important Saturday ever. Every Sunday on your route. It's the most important Sunday. I used to tell people, while you're on that bus route, you give it all you've got on that given Sunday morning. And then on the way home, you say, I'll see you next Sunday. Why? Next Sunday is the most important Sunday. Why? Because we completed our ride on the bus this Sunday. Make today, hey, in Young Fundamentalists, make tonight's Young Fundamentalists the most important ever. You know something about our church growth here? You say, but Owens, how in the world has our church grown like it's grown? I'll tell you how. Every day we reach another one. Every day. Let's get another one. Let's get one more. Get somebody else saved. Help somebody else's marriage. One day at a time. Hey, overcome your weaknesses. How? One day at a time. Oh, hey, won't you overcome your pride today? You've got vices, drugs, drinking, smoking, whatever it is. Overcome it today. You know how anybody stops drinking, booze, alcohol? They start on a day, and they make it through that day, and then they go to day two. You say, I don't think I can give this up forever. You don't have to give it up forever. You got to give it up today. Make it through the day. You wake up tomorrow morning and say, I've only got to make it through one day. I'm going to make it through this day. I'm going to gut it out. I'm going to tough it out. I'm going to fight me. I'll fight the desire inside of me. I'll beg God. I'll plead God. I will overcome. I will have victory today. And you make it through today, and you get up tomorrow morning, the next morning, and go, I'm going to make it through this day. I've got 24 hours. I'll give my best. I'm going to conquer this thing. Anybody's ever given up anything? Did it one day at a time. Don't let the devil psych you out. Oh, I don't think I can do this forever. Yo, you got to do it today. Make it through today. Overcome your weakness. Control your temper today. Control your fear. One day at a time, you say, I'm afraid of the dark. You control it one night at a time. One night at a time. That's how all victory comes in the Christian life. I guess that's the way God planned it. Every day is a new day. The Bible even says His mercies are new every morning. You fight Monday's battle on Monday. You get up Tuesday morning and God said, I have new mercy for Tuesday. And now I'll help you through today. We take way too many burdens from tomorrow and try to deal with them today. You can do right today, if you will. Matthew 6:33, it says, But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And then He says, and don't be worrying about tomorrow. You take care of today. God said, I'll take care of tomorrow. I'll be there to meet you. Salvation. You say, ah, Brother Owens, I'll get saved one of these days. I'd get saved today. I've been thinking about getting saved. I know I need to. If I were you, I'd get saved today. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. Now is the time. There's somebody in here You say, but the ones that, there are a lot of things I need to get straightened out in my life. There's some of you, you just need to get yourself straightened out with God. Today. Today. Take care of today. Let's give our best today. Listen, this is the best way to have an enriched, wonderful life. Let's squeeze every day for everything it's worth. Let's enjoy every day. Let's live every day to its fullest. Today. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes.